We're going to study from the Sfatemis and Parsha Shmoyz, Bezer Hashem Yisbarach, Shnas Tov Reish Mem Aleph. Very first piece in Shnas Tov Reish Mem Aleph. The Torah says, V'cha Asher Ya'anu Oysoi, to the extent that the Egyptians oppressed Bnei Yisrael, Kein Yibay, V'chein Yifrayz. To that very extent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us grow even more, became larger, and we became a bigger and, yes, more irksome presence in Mitzrayim. But what we note is that typically we say this pasuk over in the past tense. The more they oppressed us, the greater in numbers we became, the more we grew. That's not what it says. It says it in Lashon Us. Kasher ya'anu oisai. Ken yirbe v'chein yifrot. And that's the basis of, and the diuk of Rashi, when he says that it doesn't just mean, as it was true, that the more they oppressed us, the greater our numbers became, and the stronger and more prominent a nation we became. But it says it Lashon Us is because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose plan for us kept changing. Even before the actual results of Hashem's plan, even before the actual pain that they wanted to increase, Hashem already says, you're planning, Ya'anu means you're planning to make things worse. Well, guess what? Before that even goes into effect, and the Sfatemis is going to say, and even if your plans never pan out, I'm going to respond to your ill will with what I want, which is to make Bnei Yisrael even stronger and larger and more significant and more of a real nation of a people on this earth. Let's see it inside. Upirish Rashi. Kishem Shehem Nois Nimlei. To place your heart means, we say it in English, we say to, you know, take your initiative, to have the idea, to set your heart, La Nois, to oppress the Bnei Yisrael, Kein Lev HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To that extent, Hashem Yisbarach's heart, as it were, was moved, Lahar Boisul Hafrit, to get us to a place even more prominent and stronger in Mitzrayim. And that's why, of course, the pasuk continues. Vayakutsu Mipnei Bnei Yisrael. Yes. There's no question that we're living through something like this again. That, you know, the Baruch Hashem, the increase in numbers and prominence, and they can't stand them. And it's so irksome to them. Yeah, no question. And we're getting Mir Tashem as they try to hurt and to afflict the Mir Tashem, the Shem's help will become strong. So Havalei Lameimar, right? What should have been said is the kasha. The question and the diuk of Rashi is, quote, Inu, Rabo, Poras, Havalei Lameimar. It should have been in Lashon Ava, Chaim Pirish, that the diuk. And the Medrash says, Shachutz Baruch Shilein, Lebnei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid us and gave us in His kindness benefits, Gam Alma Shechoshvu HaMitzriyim, Lahara, just on the basis of what they were plotting and hoping to do that was so negative. That's something we should take to heart, because it was so beautifully pointed out by Reuven a moment ago. Look how we're being put on the thumb. If they could, they would do such terrible things to us, and how they're oppressing Eden throughout the world, and we're besmirched and belittled and maligned, and they have terrible, terrible plans. There's no question, all kinds of plans that they have. Right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not only not going to make those plans or let them come true, but I'm going to reward Am Yisrael and benefit the Jewish people. The more you plan, whether those plans come to fruition or not, the more I'm going to benefit. Amir Tashem, we'll see that fulfilled, Amir Tashem, in our time as well. So he says, Gam al Masha Choshvu HaMitzrim Lahar Lahem. And then he says, in the sixth or seventh line, Hagam Kiloy Olso B'Yadam. Even when they didn't succeed. So they had whatever plan they had. So for instance, but thanks to the Imams, Shifra and Pua, right? Ultimately, those great mothers of Israel made sure that the plan of Kol Habein Hayil Ba'yoyver Tashlichu, Kol Abad Tachayim, had to be instituted because of them. When the Stagninus of the Pharaoh said, oh, the Mashiach Shel Yisrael is going to be born, a boy, he knew that, well, I can't rely on those Mialdos, because they're not doing what I asked them to do. The Mialdos are not going to do in the little boys, the babies, as they're born. So all of the plans of the Egyptians included some of the most nefarious, horrible, evil. Remember, those plans were not fulfilled. The Sfatemis is even suggesting that just as the plans of Re'isin al-Hovnoyim, Bahamiten Oisei, the Tzachar, killed the boy, killed the little baby, which is, if you think about it, infanticide, it's just unbelievably cruel, unbelievably, unfathomably cruel. Apparently, the Sfatemis at least is implying that there were other plans, also all kinds of terrible things that they were plotting, but that did not come true. And yet, Hashem's Baruch said, well, if that's what you're plotting, I'm going to also have a plan. Only my plan is going to happen. Nothing's going to stop. Nothing's going to stop my plan from unfolding. I'm going to put in place plans for Am Yisrael that will be just wonderful. And then, yes, that's Chayrus in the reverse. So, that's the pshat in that Medrash. Hagam ki lo yos biyodam paro lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu gam alzeh. Now, why would it be that they will be punished even if they have a plan and it doesn't come to fruition? They have a wonderful plan, it's wonderful for them, terrible for us, it fails. And or before it even comes into fruition, they're punished. But at that point, it's only a machshava. So, in note 2 here, in these editions of the Sfatemis, you see there's a Yushalmi in Peah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Yushalmi there says, based on a pasuk in Evadiah, the pasuk says, L'man yikares ish Mehar Esav Mikotel, that there will be tremendous devastation. There will be the destruction of all life of Esav Mikotel, because of their homicidal tendencies, because of their murderous ways. Mechamas Achicha Yaakov, because of what you did to your brother Yaakov. Now, in the end, did Esav Chalila kill Yaakov? No, he wanted to. Oh, we had the Machshav. So therefore, says the Yerushalmi, when it comes to the evils of the Goyim, particularly against Am Yisrael, the Machshava is enough. In the words of the Yerushalmi, V'hela Olav HaKosuv, the Pasek in Avadia treats Esav Ki'ilu Hargoy, as if he had done in, as if he had actually killed Yaakov. Oh, so that's how we now look at Bnei Akum, says the Gemara in Yerushalmi. And that justifies HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who said, you have these plans against Am Yisrael. Well, even if you fail, I'm going to treat you and punish you as if they had succeeded, as if you had really done what you wanted. If they only knew, if they understood what they're toying with, the nations of the world would have a very different attitude. And you look through throughout history and you see the downfall, the utter mapala of those who rose up against us. One instance after the other. And it's just the obstinacy and almost the foolishness of man to not grasp that, to not recognize it. Now, there's a whole different pshat that he's going to say, Sasemis of his own, as to why it's in Lashon Osid. Gam, he says, HaPirish Al Kol Galuyoy She'akakach, that the Pasuk is saying, this is how it's going to be for all and every Golos. And there's Golos Madai and Yavon and Edoim, and that's how it's going to be for all of the Malchiyos. They're all going to try, and they're all going to plan and plot. And the worse they think they can be towards the Jews, the more I'm going to reward Am Yisrael. And as much as they try to bring pain, the pain will only presage the glory of the Geula. And the more painful they make the Geulas, the more glorious Am Yisrael's rise subsequently will be. He said, because this all begins in Mitzrayim. And Mitzrayim is not just a template where, well, you know, it's repeated. Much more profound. And we see this in Chazal, we see it particularly in the Zohar HaKadosh, that says that the Shekhinah itself asked, at the time of the Geula, the Shekhinah said, the Kayach of Geula has to be a Geula for all time, for all four exiles. The Zohar HaKadosh, Parshas Vayakhi. Then there's Yerushalmi Pesachim, we have four Malchios, and that's why we celebrate with four Kosos. And there are four expressions of redemption. Hotzeiti, Yitzalti, V'ga'alti, V'lokach. The Arba L'shoynes of Geula correspond to the four, the Arba Malach. But it all begins in Mitzrayim. Because in Mitzrayim, you have not just a template, but a reality, an energy for, and a necessity that Am Yisrael is free. And when we're sprung free from Mitzrayim, we are sprung free for all time, such that subsequent Malchiites and all the Geluyites are not natural to our nation. And therefore they cannot subdue us, and they can't destroy us. We know they're all temporary. Now this Golus Edom, it's temporary. It's very long, but it's very temporary. It's passing, it's ephemeral. Let's see it inside. Gam Apiru Shal Kol Geluyos Sha'achatach Kiyadua. Shemitzrayim Hoya Klal V'Sheirish Shal Kol Geluyos. It's the Sheirish, it's the root of Golus. From there will spring out other terrible, other terrible exiles will also eventually emerge. Babel, Mada, Yavan, Edom, but so will the Geula. Just as the Geula of Mitzrayim was this redemption, so triumphantly we marched out of Mitzrayim and then on to Har Sinai, that is the power and force of Geula for all time. Vested in us is that we're going to have Geula. How and when did that come to us? Geula Mitzrayim, redemption. Kamar came Geula Mitzrayim. Sheirish l'chol ha-Geula. It's the sheirish, it's the root and source for all Geula. Kamar shkastafim b'makam achar. As I wrote, as described elsewhere. Here in the notes they say that this elsewhere is Shnas Tafrei Shlamet Gimel. He also says it in Tafrei Shlamet Zayin. Very famously in this week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu wants to know how to express himself. Tell B'nai Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent him to B'nai Yisrael, and he says, "V'amruli, the people of Am Yisrael, they're going to say to me, Ma'ashema, this Elokei Avesechem, Shlachani, Hashem of your fathers, of your ancestors, of the Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, he sent me to you." They're going to ask me, "What is Hashem's nature? Tell us about him." V'amruli, Ma'ashema, what is the concept of this Goel you claim has sent you? Ma'omer aleihem, so what should I tell them? Ma'omer aleihem, Moshe, Eheye, Asher Ehe. Now, Eheye, Asher Ehe, famously, as Rashi points out, Eheye, Asher Ehe means, Imam B'tzar Zos, I who am with you now, Asher Eheye, Imam B'shibu B'sha'ar Malchi. Why is the Kadosh Baruch Hu mentioning all of them? It's not just a historical fact or a nevuah. It's the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his relationship with us as it's being established in Mitzrayim. In other words, in the words of the Sfatemis in Tav Reish Lamed Gimel, all of the tzarais are tuluyin b'geuluzu. That's what this Baruch was telling Moshe. I'm taking you out now, so that I'm taking you out next time, and the time after that, and then the geula is now going to be effected for the sake of the geula that will be natural, or in your case, Am Yisrael natural. No other people will survive. No other nation in Teva would have Geula like we did, which is what the Makas were all about. The Makas, the Makas were all about. In Teva, nobody comes out of Mitzrayim. The nature of Mitzrayim was that no ever was able. And it had to be that way, because that's the definition of what Geula breaks. Geula, by Hashem's hand, by the strength of and the will of Hashem, breaks what in nature would be impossible to break. That's the meaning of the fact that no one ever got out of Mitzrayim. She couldn't. Not naturally. Only with Hashem's taking. And then, this is very important, the Sfatemis in Tov Reish Samach Ches. Pesach. Chag Pesach Tov Reish Samach Ches. Says a fascinating thing. He says that the 430 years from the brisbane of Hashem, from the time of Kosh Baruch Hu said, Yodeh Teyye Kigar Yeh Zarachim Eretz Lo Lehem, Ba'avodim V'inu Oysa, until we come out, he says that those are the years, in his words, Sheresh Hazman V'Hateva. That's the beginning of how time of Malchios, there will be times of pain, of suffering. And Teva, in nature, that's what will happen. The stronger nations will lord themselves over Am Yisrael and exile us and oppress us. Tafla Mitzrayim. 430 years. And from there will spring the possibility of that happening in a similar fashion again. But the idea here is that after that, once we complete those 430 years, I'm taking you out, I'm taking your children out, Hashem says to Avraham Avinu. And from that point on, I take them to Har Sinai, I give them Torah, and all the natural order of things is now something that no longer binds Am Yisrael or holds us back. The nature of a people might be, of any other nation, might be, you can destroy them, perhaps. You can obliterate them, perhaps. But not Am Yisrael. That natural order that would have applied to all people, and to us, like all people, that was for 430 years. After that, taking us out of Mitzrayim says, now I give you Torah, and you're above the natural order. You are not bound by what would, quote, unquote, be the laws of natural history. The natural order of things, of nations. The natural order of the nations no longer applies to you, Am Yisrael. Let's see this insight. Okay, and that's why it says, and we say this in our davening every day, Vayotzei es Amo Yisrael mitoicha lecheirus olam. That's what it says. Vayotzei es Amo Yisrael mitoicha. Took us out from amongst the Egyptians lecheirus olam. So that we are by definition b'nei chayrin la'ilam forever. Lecheirus olam. Pirush. And that's the nature of who we are. That's why we celebrate Chag HaPesach, because we are B'nei Chayrin. And we're B'nei Chayrin because of having been taken from Mitzrayim. So by our nature, we're no longer subject to the natural order where people could be subjugated, maybe forever, maybe caused to even be lost forever, obliterated, wiped out, never, not Am Yisrael, because we're not bound by those natural laws of nations. Vagam. Shigam Atabab and Atsenu Harabim Avodim Anachnu Begolos. Says this Nasenus. Oh, but we are still Avodim Begolos. And you know, even though Baruch Hashem, we're here in Eretz Yisrael, but from the perspective of being here, we can see that the nation Am Yisrael, all of Am Yisrael, including in a certain sense, Am Yisrael and Medina Israel, is in a Golos. If Golos means that you have dependence, Golos means that you're oppressed. Golos means that they try to destroy you and want you under thumb at the very least. Well, then that's the matzav of the Medina as well. The matzav of the Medina is not an extrapolation amongst the nations. No. We are, in a sense, in an exile. We are called, you'll excuse me, forgive me, the pariah state, huh? However they refer to us as not accepted amongst the nations. And then, of course, what's happening to Yidden throughout the world. Even though that's the case, he says, but what we should understand is, we're B'nai Chayrim. Aval im kozeh ha-cheirus b'yadeinu. We have cheirus. What is the cheirus? V'hu ha-Torah. That's what defines us. What defines us, and what defines the individual Yid. What makes an individual Jewish life free, is that he's not bound to what's happening, or tied to define himself by, I'm being oppressed, I'm being hurt, I'm being put upon, I'm spat upon, they call me names. No, that's not what defines me. The Hu HaTorah, the commandment that Rabbi said is, Zechrenim Levacha, Ein Lecha Ben Torah, El HaIsik B'Torah. Because once a person is Isik B'Torah, then his material situation, or the terrible things that are being done to him, are external to him, not internal. They're extraneous. They're not essential. They're not defining of what a Yid is or is not. I'm not able to do the Kutcher Baruch. You can't take that away from me. Call me what you want. Cause me pain. But I'm not subject to what you think I am or how you describe me. I am my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch. And the Torah is the basis of that relationship. That's what defining me. So I'm free of any shackles that you try to place upon me, no matter how painful they feel physically. And that's how we should feel in terms of the pride we have as a nation of Torah today, no matter what others say or think about us. V'hainu, sha'aka gu'ulat mitzrayim, nisraimu b'nei Yisrael, ramalam ha'atah. This is like what he says in Chag Pesach Tafresh Samachet, that the bounds of Teva were those 430 years, from the Brisbane Psarim until we get left Mitzrayim, until the gu'ula. With the gu'ula, we are now and forever not bound by the teva that would otherwise dictate what happens or doesn't happen to Am Yisrael, to a nation here on this planet. No, we're different from that. Yisraimumu l'mal v'hateva v'nitin l'han hatera. We are given teresh, he eats hachayim, the hashoresh shall kol habrit. The reason that we're attached to Torah and that therefore we're free is because the whole Bria is totally in Torah. It's not like Torah is something that was advanced or brought into, introduced to the world after the world was created. Torah is the source. Torah comes before creation itself. So nothing in creation can bind us. Only Torah defines. Because the Torah is the Sherish Shel Kol HaBriya. Memela, Hem B'nei Chayim. So Am Yisrael, Am B'nei Chayim. He says, L'chein Mitzvah L'Nuzka B'chol Yom Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's why we have the mitzvah after Mekabel Ol Masas Shemayim and Ol Mitzvah. We have to say that we are thankful HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us from Mitzrayim. Because it's taking us from Mitzrayim that led us to becoming His people and freeing us from any other shibud. What is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim after all? Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim is Shemayim Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We're yours. Hashem Echad. You belong only to you. When did that start? When did we say Hallelujah, Hallelujah Abde Hashem and not Abde Paro? It says Yisrael. Lochein Ksiv. That's why it says Kasher Yianu Loshen Osid Dahainu. Shevoifen Zeh Noha Kashem Yisparach Lihiyos Hagolus. It's a hanhaga that began in Mitzrayim. That whatever they want, whatever they try to do, however they try to oppress, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, to that extent and more, I'm going to reward Am Yisrael. And the more pain you try to bring upon the Jewish people, the more glory they ultimately will experience. Because the Golus is hachana l'geula sh'achakach. The Golus is preparatory to the geula in that relationship forever. Kasher Ya'anu Ken Yirbeh. That's how it's going to be. For us as well. And yes, he mentions, explains the pain. Gimel Matanus Nitnu Al Yidei Yisurin Torah Yisrael Olam Haba. That's because of the Pasuk brought in the beginning of Shema Yisrabah. Pasuk Mishle. Oy Havay Shichar Oy Musar. The more a father makes a son feel how much father loves him, that's why father guides him, sometimes with punishment, sometimes with pain, the more the son loves the father. That's what he makes it difficult, so that we can earn our way to something meaningful that follows. That's why we have first the very, very painful times that we're living through, and then the glory that comes, that follows. All of this was preparatory to the glory of becoming, as he said before, a people of Torah, meaning that we're not bound by the laws of nature that otherwise would have kept back a people and would have been making them subject forever to the laws of whatever you want to call this, you know, the socio-political factors that affect a nation and that could chalila harm us. No, they can't harm us. We're above that, beginning with Torah. That's why we have geula from Mitzrayim, to have geula from every conceivable ghost that will follow. So we have to understand that the painful times we live through in our galus, hamar, this bitter galus, it's all a hachana, and kifi, the pain that we might experience in this galus, that's how great and greater the geula and the glory of geula is going to be. The strength and depth and painfulness of every galus, hu lekayin, is ultimately a fulfillment of Ken Yirbe, Lashon Asid, V'chein Yif. Shabbos, everyone.